Praise the name of the Lord. As a sister was testifying about her anger, I was angry too. First, I was shocked of what had happened there. Then I was angry. But then I said, Lord, why do I question you? You know, you're the one, and you will do according to your perfect will. Then the verse came to me that the rain falls upon the just and the unjust. Many of these young children who didn't even know life yet. But thank the Lord, we know that they are safe. Safe in the arms of Jesus. We pray for the families because we know how hard it will be for them. But we know deep in our hearts that God will make a way. Let's continue to pray for them because we know the devil is running rampant in the world. But God is in control. When Job was tested and tried, he could only go so far, the enemy. God was still in control. And it did eventually pass. And sometimes we feel like our trials come and they're never going to leave. But thank you, Jesus. You're here for us. If we don't take away the pain right away, he'll give you the grace to bear it. He hasn't left us. He'll never leave us. And we have that to hold right here. He's with us at all times. And sometimes in his word, he gets a little angry. Or we hear him speak like fire and brimstone. But it's only to show us, to help us to understand what this world is full of. He tries to prepare us. Now we will read in the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter. Malachi chapter 4, we'll begin with the first verse. It's a short chapter. But it begins kind of angry. Let us begin with the first verse, chapter 4, Malachi. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Nothing will be left. But, in the second verse, unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. We have this hope. We have this Redeemer. We have this salvation that God has given us so freely by sending the Son of Righteousness to die for us. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. In the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. He gets angry, but then he holds you close. He tells you certain things, but then he pulls you closer. We have to understand. He does it for our own good, as we do to our children. Sometimes they don't like what we say. Sometimes we don't like saying it. But it's for their own good. And in the long run, I think they understand. Praise God. The fourth verse. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. He gave us the commandments. He gave us the laws. All we have to do is abide by them. When we step to the side, he pushes us back on the road. He tries to make us go back. And sometimes he puts things in our life to keep us on that road. He doesn't want us to go astray, but he knows we're human. We make mistakes. But he's always there to encourage us through his word, through saints. But he's always there. The fifth verse says, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Did we see it on TV? Did we see the parents holding their children? Did we see the children reaching out for their parents? He's telling us right here, these are the things that will come to pass. But we are to look ahead. Look forward. God is calling us, dear ones. The day is coming. The day of salvation is upon us. He's telling us that the judgment will come. And we will be judged, and all will be judged. But we must grow in the Lord, always looking to him. When he gives us something to do, and he will, do it. Our sister spoke about the bread. They were throwing this bread out. She didn't realize how much was being thrown out until she got working there. But she found a way to use that for people in need. You and I have something that God wants to use us for. Work for God. The time is coming, and now is. This is the time he's calling us to do our work. There's a lot of souls out there that need him. A lot of souls that need our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us be his representatives. You don't have to stand on the corner and preach. Just show the light of your life. They'll see it, believe me. And they'll come and ask you questions. Why are you different? Why are you happy? Why do you sing praises? Why do you go about in such a smiling mood? Because you have something deep inside, the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He delivered us from this world. We're the fortunate ones. But he's given everyone an opportunity. Years ago, we might have thought that, well, they didn't have opportunities. We didn't have TVs in these countries. There was no radios. There was no computers. Today, we have it all. The word can spread to every nation. They will hear about the Lord. Whether they accept him or not, that's another story. But we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is on the throne. What did God tell us? What does he say in his word? The good and the bad will be judged. None of us are going to be exempt from this. We will have to stand before the Lord. But we're praying, aren't we? That when we come before the Lord, he will say to us, thou hast been faithful in a few things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. I'm waiting for that. We're waiting for that, dear ones. And he's not going to separate himself from us. Yes, the enemy's working in this world. We can see it every day. But God is working too. And through the things that happen in this world, he's showing us that the end time is near. We're responsible for what we know. I'm not saying fire and brimstone. I'm just telling you the truth as it is written here. Elijah, I will send to you the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. The great and dreadful day. It's a great day for us, but it's going to be a dreadful day for those that don't accept Jesus Christ. He's waiting for you and for me. Thank the Lord we have him that we can go to in our trials. Thank the Lord that we've had 7 this past year that have given their lives to the Lord in this church. I know there's many churches that have hundreds that come, but God is thankful for every soul. Every soul. The angels sing in heaven when a soul comes to him. We sing, we praise his name because we thank God for that soul. Name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's here for you and me. He always will be. And someday, thank the Lord, we will see him face to face. Face to face. Can you imagine just standing, looking in the face of God? I think the brightness would be too much for us. But praise his glorious name. He's here for you and me, dear ones. He loves us so much. And he wants to bring everyone into the fold because of his great love. His Son of Righteousness died for us. He said, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. If it can pass from me, Lord, please take it away. But not my will. Your will be done. And this is what we should say. God, your will be done. If you want me to do something, Lord, help me to learn how to do it. Help me to talk to my next door neighbor. Help me to talk to the people in the nursing homes. Help me to go out and show my light to others. Help me to smile and to sing your praises. But help me to be what you want me to be, Lord. The name of the Lord be praised, now and forever.